Hello and welcome to the Business Whisperer podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Adela Rafiz, the Global Business Whisperer. If you are wondering how to create a life and business that is intuitive, authentic, and successful, that is exactly what we are here to help you do each and every week, where we bring you episodes, interviews, tools, tips, everything that you are looking for to help you realize that the most important ingredient in your business is you, and listening to the whispers of your intuition, your gut instinct. It has helped me create a business beyond my wildest dreams, and I'm here to now help you do the same. So if you are ready to download some of this business whispering magic into your life and business, stay tuned because you're in the right place. Welcome to the Business Whisperer podcast, and this is the Live from Dubai Wealth Whispering edition. It's such a pleasure to be able to do this. I'm also very lucky because while we are live at the retreat, one of my favorite people ever is here with us, Dattatreya. Welcome.
Yay! Thank you, Adela.
Thanks for being at retreat. Thanks for joining us. Now, we're doing a little conversation today. You've known me for a very long time.
Really, really long time.
And you don't have to say it like that. And you've seen the journey, the evolution, and the growth from a single body whispering class to the Institute, the offerings, and of course, the evolution of wealth whispering.
I know we're going to start talking businessy and like business stuff, but I must say, Adela, like I think it's been 10 years since like we've known each other. The leaps and bounds that like the wealth whispering universe, all the changes and the different programs. Like I remember the that one body whispering class to where we are today and your vision with what you'd like to create in the world with body whispering and everything you know possible. I think like I'm just so happy to have been like a witness to all of this. And it's been amazing, like especially where we are today and what we are doing. I wish you guys could see the beauty around us. Like we just are concluding a 2-day super luxurious, total wealth embodiment kind of an experience, which I don't think is available anywhere else in the world.
What I don't think is available is bringing together the healing world, the highly transformational work that we do as healers, practitioners, and creatives in the world with the world of luxury. Mm-hmm. Because sure, if you're like a high-flying corporate, luxury, it all goes together. But for us, one of the reasons this is groundbreaking work is I talk a lot about the healer's wound, and I wanted to bring this in today, right? Because I absolutely had to work on my healer's wound to be able to do wealth whispering and facilitate these, not just facilitate, sell these luxury immersion retreats for thousands of dollars.
Sell and also make it so easily available for someone who's not had an experience like this and would not maybe have an experience like this. Like, you know, if you were to like, you know, like for you to have the systems created in such a way that, hey, literally anybody across any industry, like no matter where you are, you're a housewife. And like, for example, this retreat, we have CEOs of organizations. We have housewives who have dedicated their entire life to take care of a home. We have business owners across industries. Mm. For everybody to kind of like, it's so, you made it like a reachable thing. Which I think is phenomenal, which is not available anywhere, which is what I said. Like, it's, I think, one of those things which I wish everybody on this planet got to experience at least once. Like, for them to know that, and that healer's wound thing that you talk about.
Yeah.
For people to know that, hey, it is a real thing. Like, if you're one of those people that think that, hey, money cannot be, or a life that can be this beautiful is out of reach, it actually can be in reach. And like, you can reach it and you can experience it and you can live it and then you can have this amazing experience. So thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. So the healer's wound is about, and there's a whole podcast episode in this in the archives, but the healer's wound is about how we as healers and creatives, you know, all of that programming around healing work should be free, or it should be low cost. It should be accessible to everyone, which it is. Like we offer healing and programs starting from free.
Right.
all the way through to what we are now calling our high-end or our high-ticket, highly immersive containers. But that journey has been quite a journey. And one of my favorite things is what you've just mentioned is the people that have said, I never would have experienced this if it weren't for this retreat. And now that I've had this once, this has opened a new world of what is possible for me in my body in this life.
I think one of the things you talk about, Adila, like, and you emphasize so much, is this whole thing about safety.
Mm.
And for you to know that, hey, it is safe for you, and it is like that whole, and that whole thing around deservability, and the thing about it is okay for you to do the fantastic work that you're doing. If you're heart-centric, you're someone who gets intuition, you're someone who gets healing, you're someone who knows that you can be a contribution to people, you can also enjoy wealth. You can also enjoy luxury. Okay, you deserve to have a life which is very inclusive and nurturing of you and your body, and for you to kind of package that in these programs and make them available to people. I think there's nothing like this anywhere else.
Yeah, I do really believe these are industry leading.
Yeah.
I'm sure they will soon see more emerging because we are being noticed.
Yeah.
But this is industry leading for that very reason, because we're bringing together those two elements and the level of transformation we're seeing facilitated. It is beyond words. One of the things I wanted to ask you about is like your experience.
Yeah.
Coming here and dive, like basically you just dove into the retreat,
right,
without actually any prep and, yeah, any like doing the full program. And this is the reason I want to bring this up is people sometimes don't believe how easy it can be,
right,
to actually transform and let go, and you think it's going to take a long time.
Well, you know, one of the things that I like to start with is how, I mean, I'm not trying to bad mouth or say something wrong about how others are doing it, but it's like there's this thing where a lot of people talk about wealth. A lot of people talk about, oh my God, like you can have money, you deserve to have a great life, and that's one thing. And then there are these experiences where you actually get to live them. You actually get to function as it. You're meeting a bunch of people who have had changes in their lives where they're living that life. They're living that life that is the greatest version of them, living a fantastic, fuller life. And when you get to like physically embody it, mm, which is, I think, one of your signature things that you talk about.
Embodiment. You've got to have it at, yeah, embodiment. Otherwise, it's actually theory.
It's so cognitive, and, yeah, and it's like, oh yes, I can be, you know, like the, like another billionaire. Like, do you know what it feels like? Do you know,
yeah,
what they
experience? Do you know how many zeros are in $1 billion, let alone, yeah.
and the thing that you do, like one of the things that really attracts me to Adila's work and her style of working is this whole, like actually experiencing what congruence is, which I think is a large missing piece in the industry, where people, like, it's very linear, it's very cognitive, it's very in the mind. And then the embodiment, the experience, and for you to know that, hey, and the thing is, the beauty is once you've experienced it, your body also knows that, hey, you can have it.
Yeah. We just did a phenomenal activation right before this lunch break on clearing the trauma stored in the body that prevents wealth embodiment.
Yeah.
And when you speak about congruence, this is exactly, so the whole point of that was to create the congruence, because people are doing a lot of work, investing a lot of money in mindset coaching,
yeah,
to be wealthy, mm, in subconscious reprogramming to be wealthy, the manifesting work to be wealthy, and energy healing to be wealthy, which I'm a fan of all of those things. I do all of those things. It's completely encompassed in my work. The missing piece is we must also bring in the body and what the body stores, remembers, and has been activated or not activated in at a cellular level, because we store trauma, we store programming, and we even store generational conditioning in our physical bodies.
And that one, I mean, like, we just finished it like a while ago. It was just one of those things which, like, it was so amazing to see how our bodies also want to kind of help you get past it when you are in an environment like what Adila made available to us, where it's like the thing that you always known, like you can change when you are in a conducive environment where it's possible for you to change it, it's so quick. Like it's one, like the whole leaping, jumping that we experience.
Quantum leaping is real.
Yeah.
Collapsing time is real if you're actually a lot congruent with it.
Right.
And
yeah.
if you're in the correct time, space, reality, as opposed to the theory of quantum jumping, which I think is what leaves people with maybe a bad taste in their mouth because they feel like they've just been sold fancy words.
Yeah.
And it's something I'm really against is just using big fancy words and putting them together to make it sound really cool, but not having the end result.
Yeah. I mean, like, and for people to like really experience it and go like, wow, this is something that, you know, you can change. It is possible. And that the other thing which Adila, like, you know, like that whole environment of safety that you kind of provide, and it's truly safety, like for people to know that, hey, it's, we have your back. You can go leap, change, multifold, like kind of stuff that's just shown up. I wish we had the time to like really talk about it. But it's like, for you to know that, hey, it's possible to kind of like really make shifts.
Well, let's tell them.
Let's tell them.
Yeah. Let's tell them about the invitation because we have just, it's the final day of retreat and the invitation is open for next year's program already. And I say next year, but we're literally about a month and a half away before we start with our next round of activations. There's something big and new happening this year. We've, after 3 years of having the Wealth Whispering program and retreat run, it's finally time. Everyone's asked, can I now facilitate these sessions for others? And every year it's been a no, not yet, not quite. And finally, because we work very closely, these activations are channeled. They come through Goddess Lakshmi. And it's not something that I could just decide. It would have made me more money to offer it from the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, I remember like these questions being asked, like, you know, like people asked you and you were like, not now, not now, not now.
Not now. Well, guess what? Now, now. So 2025, not only can you do this Wealth Whispering program, not only can you join us for a life-changing retreat, but you can become a certified Wealth Whispering activator. And we currently have just opened pre-launch. So this is, of course, gets you in at the price, not just the price, but also the bonuses that are just not available when we launch properly to the public. If this is something you would like to experience either A, just as a participant, or B, actually go through the whole year-long program with me and become a certified wealth activator, attend the retreat, and work with me closely to be able to facilitate these same results, we are going to drop the details below, and I would love to have you join us.
I just want to acknowledge, like, for those of you that are listening, I also work in this industry where I like facilitate people for change, blah, blah, blah. I must acknowledge...
Dathatra is one of the greatest facilitators. Oh. He is highly coveted around the world, I swear, and the fact that he is here as my friend and participating in this is the greatest privilege and joy.
Thank you so much, Sanjay. Very kind of you. What I was trying to say was, I remember my formative years where I was like really not in the greatest shape, and I remember the contribution that you've been, Adila. Like for that time, months, those prolonged sessions, there's nothing like this that's available. And trust me when I'm saying this, I mean it. Like I've knocked on many different doors, and like the quality that you provide and like what you're able to kind of bring out into the world and like help people, I think is just such a gift. So thank you so much. It's such an incredible honor, pleasure, everything. I'm forgetting words, but like I'm so, so grateful to you. For you.
Thank you so much. The feeling is more than mutual. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the podcast, and I can't wait to catch you next time.
You can be wealthy.
You can be wealthy.
And that wraps up another episode of the Business Whisperer podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Your support means the world to me. Now, as always, if you found value in today's episode, do me a favor and share it with someone who you know would love this information, or leave us a review so you can help other people find this podcast too. Wishing you so much success ahead, and as always, remember, keep following the whispers.